So our virtual kettle is up, and we'll start talking about ringing the virtual bell more here on WGN Radio as we get to and through Thanksgiving and then the big home stretch toward Christmas. We do this every year. And joining us now is Envoy Scott Harula, who is currently stationed at the Joliet Salvation Army Corps. Scott, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
You and I were catching up off the air, so you were there a few weeks ago, and I spoke at an annual event for the Army.
You hit a home run out of the park that night, keynote speaker for our National Advisory Board gathering. It was very memorable.
I didn't realize all of the dignitaries that were going to be there. That was a who's who of Salvation Army-ness.
Yep. We didn't tell you about that in advance. We didn't want you to be nervous. Just be yourself, and it was great.
I was thought, oh, this isn't my room, John. Your shtick won't fly here. And they were very gracious, and it was just a reminder of how hardworking and dedicated to their fellow men and women the Salvation Army is. That rang true. And you and I also go back to the days when I used to be able to accompany you guys when you went to Cook County, right?
Yep, we were in Division 9, maximum security, and we'd visit level by level, tier by tier, and bring in some holiday cheer at the Christmas time, read the Christmas story, sing Christmas carols, and just let people that sometimes are unseen, forgotten, know that they still matter.
Yeah, the young men, some of them remarkably young looking, that were locked up at Cook County. The Salvation Army, do you guys still do this? Do they still do this, do you know? Or do they not
let
them?
To the extent that we can, we're not able to go in and go tier by tier like we could before. I'd like to talk with Sheriff Dart and see if we could get that to happen.
He's a reasonable guy. We should press that button again, because we would go in there. You know, we'd go through a bunch of clang, clang, clang doors.
Exactly.
We'd go to one cell block. There were several of them. And they'd say, all right, turn off the TV. Turn off the showers. It's just the most god-awful place.
Yeah.
And then they'd say, there's some people here from the Salvation Army. They got a Christmas wish for you. And I thought, oh, this isn't going to go. And the place would get quiet.
Yeah.
You guys would play your instruments, and we'd lead them in song. We would do some seasonal carols.
Yes.
I would read the Christmas story,
yeah.
My voice bouncing off of the walls there.
Nice acoustic in there.
It was very dramatic, but what do you remember about that? Because I know it touched me.
Yeah, and particularly the hush that would fall over the room when we sang Silent Night, and how the guys would echo you right in rhythm as you're reading from Luke chapter 2, there were in the same country shepherds watching over their fields at night. And these stories that they had heard maybe in Sunday school as kids, and somehow life happened the way that it did, and they wound up in a place they never wanted to be. But the message was very much affirmed that you're not forgotten, and the hope and the meaning of Christmas is for you as well.
Yeah. Then afterwards, they'd all line up, and they'd say, all right, you can get your gift now. And the gift would be maybe a little baggie of peppermint candies.
Yeah.
And we would hand that to them, and they, to the man, looked us in the eye and thanked us for, I think we gave them a little card, a prayer card,
a little bag of candy,
and the message that, as you said, they weren't forgotten, and they just so appreciated that. They knew the Bible verse and chapter, quoted it as I read it, and when some of you would quote from the Bible without even looking at it, they were schooled in the Bible, but there they were in Cook County.
Yeah. I think it's just an illustration, an example of that personal touch of Salvation Army ministry. We're one of America's favorite charities. When they do all the research studies and the market analysis, that Red Shield logo is known everywhere, and it's something positive in people's minds. But particularly at the holidays, that awareness grows, and we can get our message out to them how much we need their support to keep doing what we do. I run the Kettle Campaign in Joliet and across Will County, and I tell my bell ringers every morning, there's people praying for you. There's people that you're going to make a difference in their lives throughout 2025 because of the funds that you help us raise at this season. So I'm here today to thank your listeners that put money in the kettle, let them know it does make a difference, and to ask them to consider supporting your radiothon, your virtual kettle, adopting and having their own virtual kettle as well, or even coming out, sign up for a two-hour shift on registertoring.com and come out and ring the bell with us.
Oh, really? So if I go to registertoring.com,
yes.
registertoring.com, I can sign up to be a kettle ringer.
Yep. You can search by zip code the location that you want to connect with. That's a supermarket or a retailer close to them, close to you, and you can sign up.
Do you hate's not the right word, but More of the money is generated online now than in person. Is that right?
It's incredible the way technology has advanced. But we find that the bell ringers being out there in person raises awareness. It reminds people to make that gift when they do get the email solicitation or they see web ad.
It's like advertising. You know, if you hear the bell going in and out of the Jewel, maybe you go home and you finally
write that check. Yeah. Exactly right.
Well, do the people that ring the bells, though, get paid?
So we use as many volunteers as we possibly can. We're always looking for more, but we don't have enough to cover all our locations. And so people that are unemployed at the holidays, nobody wants to be in that situation. They can work for us. It's a minimum wage position, but they can work part-time. In our area, we do 11 to 3 and 3 to 7, a couple of four-hour shifts, or they can go for the whole eight-hour day.
And is that often a homeless person?
Many times it is.
Unhoused person?
Yeah, it could be somebody that's unhoused. We have, in Joliet, we have a nice group of guys that come over from the Morning Star Mission, which is just three blocks from us, and they sign up and ring the bell, and it's a great partnership.
It is nice when you see some people, I think we've all seen this, they're ringing the bell dutifully, and then there are some people that make it their job, that they are greeting you, they're looking you in the eye, they're thanking you. Either way, some people really work it, make it easier to give.
Yes. If anybody has passed the Hobby Lobby on Larkin Avenue in Joliet, they know Laura is out there, and she is doing, she's got a dance step that she does and a joyful spirit, and it's amazing.
So tell me, are there some of the bell ringers that are famous like that in town?
There are many. We've got Mr. Butler rang for many, many years and was the grand champion. He'd get the Gold Kettle Award and so forth. He found full-time employment that he really loves now, but on his days off, he comes back and volunteers. He was there ringing the bell at the Jewel out in Shorewood day before yesterday.
Oh, Mr. Butler. Off of 52?
Exactly.
They got family there. in fact, I think I've been to that one.
Whom I'd like to give a couple shout-outs to is some of our volunteer groups that ring the bell for us.
Yeah.
The Joliet Kiwanis Club, over 100-year history in Joliet, the Kiwanis Club, they ring the bell for us and take a whole day. So does the Kiwanis in other towns around Will County. But the Will County Trail Riders are a club of horse and pony owners, and they'll bring their horses and ponies with a Santa Claus hat on them and bells, and let people get a picture with the horses outside the Walmart store, and they, you know, just do an amazing job. So we're grateful for all of them.
One more thing. The population is ever-growing Spanish-speaking with migrant population, and I know that you all are very dialed into that community as well.
Yes. It was my favorite class in school. Started in Peoria, Illinois in fourth grade. They were doing a new thing to introduce foreign language study in the elementary grades, and took it all the way through college, and it's been one of the highlights of my life in ministry with Salvation Army to be able to interact with the Spanish-speaking community. So everything we do in Joliet is bilingual.
Hmm. I suppose it's that way throughout the region, or
yes,
at least it should be.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the website to go to if I want to sign up to be
registertoring.com.
Registertoring.com. And we would also add that if you see somebody ringing outside, you can do it. 773 says, "You guys, I'm crying listening to this. God bless the Salvation Army." And 847 said, "The Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center at Waukegan saved my son. It's a wonderful program. Thank you for all you do." Yeah, that's what I say.
Love it.
Keep doing it. And thanks for being. You were on the end of the phone bank when
we did
our radiothon last year.
Yeah.
So December 18th, which is a Wednesday from 10 to noon this year, where are you going to be? Maybe in Joliet.
Yeah, more than likely. That's my posting.
Yeah, okay. Well, either way, you were an integral part because you were on the other end of the phone banks. While we were here telling people to call, they were calling the Army. We raised a lot of money. Our listeners donated a lot of money. And you saw what it was like when those calls come in.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal response.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it again December 18th. And we'll remind you about the good work that the Army does throughout the year, throughout the remainder of this year. It's nice to see you again. Thanks for coming in, Scott.
My pleasure.